Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved and quickly too. Very few of you will have heard of Scott Miller. But in addition to Joe Griffin and Ivan Terrell, the Human Given founders, and the universally admired Milton Erickson, Scott has been the strongest influence on my approach to therapy. He wrote a marvelous book called The Heroic Client some 10 years ago now, which I devoured and reread, and I remember at that time listening also to amazingly funny lectures he was giving on his book. He was not just a clever guy, but funny too. And Scott was making two sets of arguments, which he claimed was entirely evidence-based. In other words, this was how it was, and so in stark contrast to the special pleadings and lazy assumptions of most counsellors, psychotherapists. His first set was concerned with answering the question, what is the best model, or what model is best for dealing with certain circumstances and problems? And his answer was that there wasn't one. No model of therapy had ever been shown to be better than any other. Then Scott brought my attention to a second conclusion, that though the models don't count, the therapist does. In other words, some therapists are consistently better than others. I have touched on this in previous podcasts. I have also drawn a conclusion from this, that this is one reason, there are many others, why the NHS is completely lost and bound to fail when trying to establish a national counselling service for depression. Scott then went on to ask questions around what did work for excellent therapists, or if you like, what a keen therapist, i.e. me, should think about and do if he wished to be better. Again, I have discussed this in previous podcasts, and I realized to my great delight and excitement that the Human Given's teaching incorporated much of the ideas around what Scott said worked in therapy. Scott also argued that it was very important that therapists keep hard evidence of their outcomes with clients, and indeed should also ask at the end of each session for feedback of that session. His reasons were interesting. One was that if improvement was coming, it would come in quickly, within a few sessions. That was what the evidence said, and that this was unrelated to whether the therapy was brief, such as Human Given's, or long-term, such as psychoanalytic. So if there was no improvement, then something different was needed. And he also found that outcomes improved if clients were asked how the session went, even if they were very happy with it. And this is what I have done for over 6 years now. At each session of therapy, I ask that a short 10-question questionnaire is completed as to how the last week had been. I also ask for feedback after each session with a simple 4-question questionnaire. And as this blog and my Feel Better website show, I have an abiding interest in asking questions around what works for my therapy. And I believe that I have come up with interesting answers.